Here at home, the Mississippi River is due to crest today in the Wisconsin town of Prairie du Chien. People there have spent days hauling sandbags, moving their possessions to higher ground, and hoping the water may start to recede. Many of their neighbors along the river are doing the same. The floods have already created a huge financial burden for homeowners and for businesses in Prairie du Chien. It will be weeks before the losses can be tallied, NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In Prairie du Chien, all matters concerning floods and flooding are measured against the Great Deluge of 1965. That's when the mighty Mississippi crested to its highest levels ever, from Minnesota down to Iowa. The water now soaking up homes, roads, gardens, front porches, anything that comes in its way, is starting to head to those same levels. And as the flooding enters its second week, a weariness sets over this town of 6,000. Earlier this week, Wisconsin Governor Scott McCallum slipped into some hip waders and carefully walked into the filthy river water to meet some residents and volunteers.
Now, what do you got, meals running for people?
Yeah, we're doing meals for the people and for the sandbagging operations going on, any refreshments where they can help. We've also got...
Just before his visit, the governor declared a state of emergency for the area and called out the National Guard, the first necessary steps in applying for federal aid. It was his second visit to the area since the flooding started, and McCallum said the losses are mounting.
There are a number of the businesses that have had to shut down, and we don't know how long it's going to last. There may be double crest, and it may be several weeks before the floodwaters begin to recede.
In the meantime, train service has been disrupted because the tracks in some areas are submerged. River traffic is also interrupted.
The machinery on the upstream side of the miter gates, the sector gears and whatnot, are underwater. And you can't tell if you're going to have logs or whatnot jammed in there. If you were to operate the gates, you could damage the machinery.
Jeff Goulon with the Civil Corps of Engineers points to a partially submerged metal structure at the start of lock number 9 in Linksville. The lock, just north of Prairie du Chien, is closed. No barges or any other boats can get through because of the high water levels.
When the pool level gets too high in the lock chamber, you run the risk of a barge running up on top of the lock, and that's not safe for personnel that are handling the lines on the working wall where we're standing right now, especially in strong winds like we had the past few days where they reached 40 to 50 miles an hour.
The lock, like others along this part of the Mississippi River, is closed during the winter. It only opened a couple of weeks ago, a month later than normal, delayed by thick ice covering the river. Usually there's a steady flow of barges carrying heavy manufacturing parts and supplies, steel, coal, and other commodities. Diane Swank, chief economist of Bank One Corporation, says since the flooding started, manufacturers have had to look elsewhere to move goods.
Often the trucking industry booms as a result of floods. When we had the Midwest flood several years ago, that was one of the industries that just was the beneficiary because everyone still needed to move a lot of merchandise and the trucks could move it when the trains and the barges couldn't.
Swank says, ironically, disasters such as floods create a burst of economic activity.
What you have to remember is, you know, every house that was destroyed, to the extent that it had to be rebuilt, that was jobs that wouldn't have been there otherwise, even though those individual families or the insurance companies that had to pay it out were hit very badly. And that's a very different way to look at it, but it's the right way to look at it from the economy's point of view.
But Swank, whose own house was flooded a few years ago, says there's a very human side to this natural disaster as well, one that you can't put a price tag on. That's something hundreds of families along the Mississippi River are grappling with now. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin.